If you wanted to travel from coast to coast by rail in 1870, you might consider a trip that took you through Omaha, or another that crossed via Kansas City. The two routes could get you to your destination, but there was one major difference. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
While Promontory Summit joined the rails from east to west in the country in 1869, there was still no bridge over the Missouri River in Omaha. In 1870, another line was nearing completion on the High Plains.
So they start doing the movement from Denver to the east and from Kansas City here. And by the summer of 1870, they were getting close. And the joining happened out here east of Strasburg.
Cliff Smith says the joining of the rails here in Colorado was also important. But the size of the celebration was a bit less than in Utah.
There was not a big ceremony here. The story is it was a silver spike driven because Colorado had lots of silver at that time. The territorial governor of Colorado was out here, but that was about it. They put a keg of whiskey in between the two crews on that last morning. Whoever got there first got the keg of whiskey.
The West crew arrived first and got the whiskey. The railroad called this spot Comanche Crossing because of a route the Comanches took north to hunt buffalo. In 1907, the town of Strasburg was settled here, near where the rails joined.
These other towns started to slowly grow because once the railroad was here, you could get farming out here. There was some cattle ranches and there was some crops being grown because there was ways to ship it now.
The Comanche Crossing Museum tells the story of the early farm and ranch life in the area. It also has one of the first depots and shares the fact that Cliff points out that this is truly the place where the Transcontinental Railroad was born.
So the legend still is it was at Promontory Point, but we say it was here because it wasn't transcontinental, because you had to get off the train.
Today you can visit the museum and depot and explore the town that continues to grow as the city of Denver expands, making this a place some call home who work in the city. Traveling the countryside in Strasburg, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.